Good morning, everyone. Today is Saturday. It's the 8th of October. It's about 8:30 here in Pineville this morning. I hope you're having a good weekend. Mark and I are continuing in reading in some of our favorite passages in the Bible. Today we're going to be talking about Revelation chapter 13. And as a side note, this morning I got a link to a video from a friend of mine from Australia, Ashley Kenny, and it was exposing the actions of Donald Trump and his alliance with Zionism. We all know he's a Zionist. And this kind of links to what we're going to be reading this morning. There's a linkage between all of these different entities that line up with Lucifer or Satan. Remember when Trump was running for president, how he got up and read the thing about the serpent, and how the person, the woman, had let the serpent in, and then the serpent bit the woman, and then she was upset because the serpent had bit her, and the serpent said, "You knew what I was when you let me in." Well, this is, I think, a good example of Trump exposing himself. I've often felt that way by his very reading it. This 13th chapter of Revelation is, that is exactly what it is. It's a revelation by the Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos when he said he stood on the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea. And notice that it had 7 heads and 10 horns. Well, on these 10 horns were crowns, which to me is representative of world government leaders. And upon his head's the name of blasphemy. We can easily identify 10 nations right now that are totally anti-godless nations. And the beast I saw was like unto a leper, and his feet were the feet of a bear, and his mouth of a lion, and dragon gave him the power. And there's all kind of interpretations on this, but again, this is talking about the dragon. They worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. Okay? Make no mistake about it, the Zionists and the Jesuits are in bed together. They're in bed together. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. Okay? And this is where people come up with this idea that of the 3.5 years, because it talks about 40 and 2 months. You know, I'm not going to get into date setting. I let Christ deal with his eschatology, and Christ says no man knows the day nor the hour. But it does say he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell on the earth. And we've seen a lot of people blaspheme Jesus Christ in his kingdom. We saw it when Obama was president. He blasphemed right from the podium Christians and mocked the Bible. And now the most deceitful one will be one that says that they embrace God. That's what Trump is trying to pull. We embrace God. Democrats don't. We do. They both have spit in the face of God. It's a one world system. And that's what we're going to see, because it says that in verse 7 that it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. This is what is, I believe, we're right on the precipice of God in his sovereignty giving the beast power over the saints to make war with the saints. And that's over all kindreds and tongues and nations. That's not just over one country. That's not just the United States. All kindreds and all nations include Red China, North Korea, South Korea, Israel, South America, Central America, Europe, all kindreds and all nations, that's what it means. And it says that all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. In other words, what that means there is that all these people are going to worship him who are not God's elect. Who are not God's elect. If that doesn't show evidence of the fact that God doesn't love everyone, I don't know what else it would have to show you. That's why I wrote the book, God Does Not Love Everyone, but he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. Again, I'll read it again. It was given unto him to make war with the saints. There's one people. And then the other people is all that dwell on the face of the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. Okay. And he says that he saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spake as a dragon. And he exercises power over the first beast and causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he's going to do all these great wonders. He's going to even make fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he's going to deceive those that dwell on the earth. And he's going to make an image to the beast. And he's going to allow this beast to work miracles. And he's going to give power to the image of the beast. And those that don't worship the image of the beast, and I believe that the mark of the beast is tied to the image of the beast, but that's for another time. But anyway, the image of the beast, those that don't worship the image of the beast, the reason I can say that is because who are the ones that aren't going to accept the mark of the beast? Those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world, that's the ones that are not going to accept the mark of the beast. And that's the ones that are not going to worship the image of the beast. And it says as many that would not worship the image of the beast, they're going to be killed. They're going to be killed. And he says he's going to cause all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or on their foreheads. In their right hand or in their foreheads. And I believe it's a literal mark. I don't believe it's some symbolic thing. Okay? And as a result of them, not receiving the mark of the beast, what's the result? The result is they're not going to be able to buy or sell. In other words, it's going to be a death warrant. Because if you can't buy or sell, you're not going to live. Okay, how are you going to drive your vehicle around? How are you going to get gas? How are you going to get food? How are you going to pay your light bill? You know. And it says, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understand count the number of the beast, for it's the number of man. The number is 666, 600, 666. So that's a quick overview of this chapter. Yes, it's one of my favorite chapters because it's a revelation of the last times. So I'm going to turn this over to Mark and let him read this to us. And as he's reading this passage of scripture, think about what I said about the representations of the nations and the kingdoms and the leaders and the alliance to Lucifer, the dragon, Satan, and the beast.
I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. The beast which I saw was likened to a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him power and his seat and great authority. I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. They worshipped the dragon, which gave power to the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" It was given unto him the mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. He opened his mouth and blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. It was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. The power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth the sword must be killed the sword. Here is the patience and faith of the saints. I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb. He spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. He doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, they should make an image of the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. He had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast, the number of his name. Here is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666.
Thank you, Mark. Well, we're living in exciting times, and I believe we're living in the days of this, coming up to the fulfillment of this prophecy. And I don't know if we'll see it in our lifetimes, but I have a strong suspicion that we will, depending on how long we live. God bless.